one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Trustee Duffy.
Here.
Fiscal officer.
Here.
Okay, everybody's here. Any changes to the agenda?
Actually, I got another bill for the county for salts, and I need to get permission to get a PO.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We don't have any guest speakers, but I'll open up for residents, unless you want to wait, because I know we're going to be talking about your issue a little further into the agenda. Is there anything anyone else wants to bring up tonight? All right. Okay. Very good. Well, I'll roll into the initial piece, which is just to announce the extremely good news that Judge Dan Hawkins did approve the formation of the Water District. So we have our first Water District in Sheridan Township. It's been a very long time coming. We have plans for that beyond where it is, but we have to start with what we have a huge priority on. So one of the orders of business tonight is we do need to appoint some initial board members for that. Mr. Albers, who's the attorney that worked with us, did an awesome job, and he's willing to meet with Bill and I to give us some pointers and some first steps for free, because he wants to see us succeed, and there's a lot of things we need to develop very quickly as we're working on our funding, which will be job number one. So we also received, and this will be something that the Mountain Improvement Corporation would sign with him, with Delco, an MOU for the engineering work they're going to start doing, that if for whatever reason things didn't materialize with Delco or we switched and went with somebody else, that there'd be some remuneration to them for the work that they're going to do initially, but we don't anticipate any problems there. So that'll be, again, on the Mountain Improvement Corporation, not necessarily on the district. Anyway, so we'll get into that. But I don't know what the process is to appoint board members, since this is my first time doing this. I have some initial thoughts. Bill and I have talked about it. Ideally, since it's going to start in Mount Air, I'd like at least three of the board members to be residents of Mount Air, and probably two in other parts of unincorporated Sharon Township, so that we have a little bit more breadth to it. Down the road, once this project is going, if we would look to expand it, we would probably roll off board members and make sure we have a good cross-section of the township, and or other townships that might want to be a part of the district, because it doesn't have to always be just in Sharon Township. We can expand to Perry and other adjoining within Franklin County townships, which gives us a real advantage long-term to keep townships healthy and protected. So, I mean, I can throw out some names. Do we vote?
It can be five.
I don't think it has to be five.
Okay, I wasn't sure if there was a certain
number. That'll be kind
of
an Albers question. I mean, I think we could start with at least three tonight, unless we have five people. I mean, I've been kind of picking my brain on folks.
When do we need them operational by?
That'll be a question for. We're going to try to meet with Mr. Albers next week, so we'll get more detail. But I'd like to at least get a few appointed tonight.
I mean, I also don't want to throw cold water in that process, but I think if we need to move tonight, one process is where we post it. We're on our webpage that people, if anybody has an interest, that way we've at least have people have an opportunity to see who wants to sit on it. But that's just one idea. And a lot of times, one idea is to put staggered terms so somebody can serve, like, 1 year, 2 year, 3 to see your, I think maybe that's what you mean.
Freshen that up. Yeah, that and I would like to put together an advisory committee to go along with it for people in other parts of the township that want to be, you know, available and involved, but we don't need all of them on the board. But again, especially for areas that have, who might eventually need water, and again, we're focusing on water right now because Columbus was not going to approve us water sewer district, but sewer is going to be another priority that we will tackle, because I know that's something I'd like to tackle, but we had to start with what we could get without a significant legal fight, and then we'll continue to work on the other. So I mean,
Yeah, one thing that I did do this past weekend is announce to the Mount Air shareholders that the water district had been formed, and I did include in there that we expected to, I think the way I worded it was appoint the initial board members possibly tonight at the meeting and gave the time and location of the meeting so that there's been at least that much notice, at least to the Mount Air shareholders.
And I'm okay. I mean, if we want to move forward, it doesn't matter.
You could even do a short term to get started until
like
you can
6 months
put the full policy in place.
And then
if people want to stay on, you can.
I agree, because the first few months are going to be critical for timing because of the OWDA roundtable and some other things that need to happen. And so I think we need to at least get 3 dedicated people appointed tonight, and then we'll meet with Albers. And then if we are aware of other people in other parts of unincorporated shared township that want to be on, then that'll leave those other 2 spots for us to put that out there. The people that have been most involved up to now and gotten us to where we are is really Bill and Mark McPhillamy and myself, and those would be the 3 that I would initially say we have to be just to keep the momentum going, because it would take a long time to get other people up
absolutely.
To speed.
Absolutely. I think it wouldn't make any sense not to have.
So. And then, and again, we'll meet with Albers hopefully next Friday. I don't have a time yet. Get some other thoughts from him. Maybe we can post for the other 2 positions and solicit that. And then, term-wise, I mean, we can decide that. I mean, I was planning to stay on through this project, but I don't necessarily need to stay on the board beyond that, because if I'm still part of the township, I'll still be involved. And it's a passion of mine, so I water and sewer is my thing.
Can we start with, you know, a 6-month term? And I hate to have it be something where we revisit it, you know, the 1st of January, because there's so much that we revisit, you know, that time of year.
Yep.
But if we did 6 months from
March 1st,
you know, March 1st, then we're kind of reevaluating
September
in the fall time period when we're not quite as busy with
and that would give you time, too, to figure out what type of process or what type of term limits you want to do and how long
put
each term would be for.
Together. And we're going to have a lot
get
of
that all
documents
figured out.
To put together.
But I think, at this point, it makes sense to have at least the 3 of you who have done the bulk of the work.
That's Mark, by the way. Your name already came up.
Oh.
But at this point, you know, you have the institutional knowledge of the water district, so it doesn't make much sense to.
Is that a motion?
So a motion to approve Mark, Bill, and I initially for 6-month term. We'll solicit the other 2 board members from other parts of unincorporated Sharon Township in the meantime, and then
and develop the process for putting people on the board and the term limits and
term. You may want to abstain just because.
That's fine.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. One abstention.
I'm abstaining.
Okay, so I moved.
Just pure.
Who's on board? See, I can't. You're moving too fast.
Sorry.
You are.
You, Tom, and Chief.
Laura, yes. Bill.
And Mark McPhillamy.
MC.
Did you sign in, Mark?
No.
Do sign in.
Where is that?
Right out there.
Right by the door.
Make sure we can get your name spelled correctly.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So we're good with that. And then the next steps, we'll meet with Mr. Albers. I'll report back in the next meeting what those next steps are. We'll put a project timeline together. Yeah, Pat.
And John, Mr. Oberlin might be able to help me, but I think Robert's rules might have a structure to help you set that up. I'm not sure because they used to have the book.
I think I have a copy of it at home.
Yeah, and it might be the structure to help you, and you could use those rules as a guideline. I don't know if the government uses it or not. A lot of private organizations that I've been in use Robert's rules, and that may help you set up the structure.
Okay. I'll pull that back out. I haven't looked at it in a long time. But that's an oldie but a goodie.
but it is. It's a good established, you know, and that way if there's any questions, you can go to that book.
Sure. Okay. Very good. Well, we'll. How would we communicate then for the other 2? Do we do it on the website, Facebook, for the other 2 board members? And would you like to take
I will be happy. Do you guys want to put something together of you know, what exactly you're looking for.
Okay, yeah.
Just so if you put a little something together and then email it to Chief and me.
Okay.
Just so we're not having...
And what is the name of the water district?
Currently, it's the Mount Air Water District, but again, as we expand, we can easily change the name without going back through the court system or anything. So, again, it's named what it is, but it, that's not the long-term future. So, all right.
Very exciting.
Strategic plan.
I think before we go there, I think just kudos to the people who worked on it. I mean, this is kind of a visionary issue that took a lot of hard work to get to the point. And, you know, you with your leadership and Bill and others and you and everyone's really, this is really impressive.
3 years, 3.5 years
to get to this point.
Hell.
So,
yeah. It was the St. Patrick's Day parade 3 years ago.
Yes.
That you introduced
when my brother told me not to talk to you, not to bother you because you had your kids with you. I'm like, I'm going to talk to her.
The fact that Columbus didn't fight us, that says a lot.
That took a lot of work.
You guys,
I think there was Laura's negotiating skill at that meeting last May. So, but I do want to say that in the message that I sent to the Monterey shareholders, I did particularly call out thank you to the Sharon Township trustees, because if you hadn't understood our need and stepped up to approve the formation of the water district and agreed to retain John Albers, I mean, we just wouldn't make this happen. So yeah. I really appreciate what you've done.
We'd be coming here and filling up big tanks of water.
It's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. It's very exciting.
I think the biggest thing, I mean, obviously it's important to our residents in Mount Air, but for the township's sake, we didn't want to lose a big chunk of Sharon Township to annexation, and that was really going to be our only other recourse, and that would have been, I think, devastating for the township. So, all right, moving on.
You want to do these? You want to get these done?
Well, yeah, I would. Thanks, John. strategic plan update. I know we talked through some things last week. It kind of goes along with general fund sustainability. They kind of dovetail, don't they?
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about your piece, and I can
whatever
share
order,
where I am?
Whatever you want, whatever order. Yeah.
Just leave it up to me. Okay.
Well, okay.
Go for it. I'm signing checks.
And so I think I had two takeaways. One is we wanted to get a valuation of what this building is worth, right, to figure out, you know, as a level set, is it, you know, is this the best place for us? How much is it worth? What, if it's worth what, can we do something else? So we've made no decisions. So during the meeting last time, I contacted Bob Monahan, who we purchased the property through back, I think, in 2009. When we bought it for $85 a square foot, right, when the economy was in a bad position, and he thinks that he can, based on his research, that we can get $1.15 million for this building. We purchased it for $850.
That's amazing.
So, you know, I think it's, you know, not that we know we can get that, but that's a, you know, I think we got it. This was a good investment for the township. So. Not that we're doing anything with it. I think Laura's working on a piece, maybe.
Joe Jackson with Keller Williams, he's actually at the office up here, one of the managing partners. He's going to come through. I was going to check with you Monday morning at 9. He's available. I wanted to make sure you or somebody from the police department could be available.
Laura's the partner.
Okay.
I don't have one scheduled.
Oh, sorry.
I'll check before the meeting's
okay.
over.
I'll confirm that with him. He's looking into it as well, just remotely, but he wants to walk through. And again, this is the kind of information we need to make good decisions, and not to say we would do anything or not, but at some point with real estate, you know, you buy low and you sell high, and when things start to deteriorate or it's not fitting your needs anymore, sometimes the best decision is to, like, let's reinvest that money somewhere else. Let's create a better physical structure for what we do that is right-sized, efficient, and otherwise, and maybe we do nothing. But without the information, how do we know we were doing the right thing by our residents who are paying the taxes that are paying for this? So that's where we are with that.
Thank you. All right. So the other item, inside millage, I was tasked with talking to the Brocious Law Firm. I talked to Pete Griggs. They're able to spend about 2 hours of legal research and let us know what our options are from an inside knowledge. So I said I would bring that back to the board. We've got a general engagement letter with them, but I think they've got ideas on potentially on what we can or cannot do with inside knowledge. So I just wanted to get authorization for them. It's my recommendation. So
I'll motion on that.
Okay.
I'll second.
You're in favor? Say aye.
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 Okay.
Okay.
And then the JED is, do you want to do JED under general fund standards?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm working on setting up a meeting with Todd Weichman, our benefits guy, to kind of talk through some longer range. It wouldn't be something that would happen immediately, but some other options to help make more value for the employees, more choices, more value at a lesser cost to us that actually gives them better benefits. And I think there's some ways we can do that. And my plan over the next 6 months, 8 months is to really kind of look at the employee handbook and some other things just to see. Alongside with the benefits, we can also look at taking some of those cost savings and right-sizing pay so that we are more competitive where we can be with the market for some of our positions. So more of an HR kind of overhaul I'll work with you guys on.
I couldn't hardly hear anything you said.
Sorry. This room. We need to bring the ceiling down. I'm trying to project. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
just a quick question for you. Is a building paid for?
Yes. Okay. Now, our utility bills are astoundingly high.
Astounding?
Shocking.
That they're paid for through the rentals.
They are.
It doesn't cost the township property. Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest concerns, well, there's a lot of them, but upcoming repairs and other things. And again, you know, if we hit it where the value is at the highest before we start to see that march backwards, then reinvest that money somewhere else that could be a benefit for us. So. Anything else? Okay. I think we're making some progress on local waste. Did we ever hear back?
Yes.
Did we find the right person?
We find someone who actually works there.
we've got a woman named Nicole Rogue, who is our liaison. John, I forwarded you her contact information. She's going to convey to the drivers that we've got some complaints that the local waste are leaving containers either in the middle of the driveway or in the street, right? So they're saying that every so often that happens, they're going to reinforce the message, but we've got a new contact person, so we can check the box on that.
Excellent. Good. And do you want me to email back the resident who emailed us? Or?
That'd be great.
Okay. Very good. Because he was going to come to one of these meetings, and he never did, so he must be okay with how things are going.
Good.
OVC update.
Not much of an update. I've put in a couple calls to David Royer, who is he's with Continental, one of the senior people on the project. We're waiting for sign-off that they have 50% tenants who will approve the JED. Mm-hmm. And there's questions that Worthington has on the JED. And he responded that they're still working on it. He hopes to have something to us soon. We also got a request for diagrams to put on the webpage. Some residents are asking about kind of the latest rendition, so I've requested that.
Oh, so we can.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So
I've gotten some requests on that as well.
Okay.
I think that would be helpful, especially since they're now fencing off the one building. People are starting to ask questions about what's going to happen there and all that. So, general fund sustainability.
Just fall in direction. Okay, I guess.
I'm looking at you.
Okay, so this is the JED concept. We're working on the JED with the Olentangy Valley Center. I've also been working with the Metro Parks. I think I reported the last meeting that their executive director has given me approval to reach out to his board members. I've talked to Mayor Leshutka, who's on the board, and met with the mayor. I've talked to J.B. Haddon, who's on the board, and I've talked to Jim McGregor on the board. And so none of them have shut down the concept. They're open to the dialogue. So I'm going to be setting up a meeting with the executive director and one of the board members to go into really the details on it. So that is progressing.
Good.
Okay, so working on that. The other is the Godman Guild. We want to, I put in a call and I did not get a call back. Laura's got a good relationship with the
CEO.
Laura facilitated a call. I had a call with Ellen Moss, who, you know, they understand the concept. I'm going to be sending them a summary and then doing a meeting with their chief operating officer on the details. So it's all in progress. Okay. Yes, sir.
Clarification question.
Yeah.
I never quite caught what JED stands for.
It's Joint Economic Development District. Okay. Yeah. So, and it's just a concept where basically it's analogous to the water district, right? You draw a map of an area that's covered under the JED, and everything that's within the JED is subject to income tax. And so, as you know, townships cannot charge an income tax, but in the JED we can, and we would get a percentage of the income tax into the township.
And that helps offset some of the expenses we have for police and fire and other things that we provide to them that currently we're not getting paid for at all by their revenue because they're not residential.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of them are tax exempt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. That's excellent. Then we had the homemaker. Is he gone?
I guess he left.
Okay. Yeah. Any updates on the... We had somebody bring up some... concerns and homemaker for code.
Chief, do you want to? I know you.
I just said I went out, took photos of three different properties, and sent it to the zoning enforcement officer, Joe Bailey, and advising concerns of some of our residents in the area. And then you read the even his response back. He's already been had contact with one of the residents about. Some possible violations, and that person to start taking some type of cleanup act. I think he's given him a time limit of March or something.
Yeah, it was March.
And was going to contact the other two property owners.
And just for the record, when Mr. Bruford was here at the last meeting, I contacted Joe Bailey the day after. I talked to Mr. Bailey.
Said you called
and,
him
and
too.
He is on it, as the chief says. So I think they're being very responsive. So we're. I think by March we should hopefully have it resolved. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Like you said, there's a couple, as you saw the photos, there's a couple of. Did you have contact with that owner of 6770 Maple Canyon a while back, though? I thought you.
I did, yeah.
There's no one who lives in that house anymore.
Is that the White House?
Yeah. Right next to the one torn down.
Yeah, I was advised not to knock on that door anymore for some reason. I think that there's some...
Those people have moved out.
Those people
have moved out.
They're gone. Okay.
Wow.
So you have to knock on the door. They don't belong.
Did the yard get cleaned up?
Pardon?
Did the yard get cleaned up?
No. As you can see by the phone. Somewhat. It's the vehicles that's in there now. The RV.
I've got them here.
And other things. But a lot of the junk, yes, was cleaned up. I didn't make it. I've got them on my phone that I didn't.
Okay.
I sent it to you, right? I sent it.
The pictures?
Yeah, they were on a PDF.
Oh, I may not. I would have read through the stuff. I don't know what it is, the PDFs.
So I didn't know. Once again, Mr. Bailey, you're going to look into if there's zoning violations. There's no criminal violations for us to take any action on. But... I just didn't know. I will tell you that someone from the company that owns or whatever, and I wasn't here at the time, Lieutenant Duckfarber was, and either stopped by or called him and wanted us to tow the vehicles off the property, and he explained we can't tow off private property.
Right.
That's the homeowner's obligation. Other than that, I don't know anything else.
That's not just south of the empty lot, the house we had pulled out.
So I didn't know if you had any more contact with the, or if they called you or what.
Not for a while. I can follow up on it, though.
I would let Mr. Bailey take care of it first.
Well, yeah. But make sure he's on it.
Yeah. All right. Fiscal officer.
Okay. We have your summary issue in front of you. Question number four.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, just for the record, what was Brockford's issue? Because I wasn't able to see the many minutes from last meeting.
You live at 1280?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I believe that that's why Mr. Brockford left when I came into the room.
Okay, okay. So the issue, it was the truck that's parked up front, right on the road. We had complaints on the mulch pile that was there. And then I don't think anything could happen. I think the question was whether the mobile home was legal. And I don't think there was any opinion that it wasn't there, right? He questioned, I think.
I believe there's a zoning violation against having the RV parked there, but I'm not positive. We don't enforce zoning. That's what one issue Mr. Bailey spoke with you about, correct?
Yeah, I've been working with him for quite some time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when he brought this to our attention, we said we would work with the county, mm-hmm. right? And the county is the one who has to determine if it's compliant or not. So. And what Mr. Bailey conveyed that he's been working with apparently you to resolve any zoning issues.
And am I the only issue that Robert had?
I think he had another.
There was a couple. He spoke to me about another one at the beginning of the meeting. The one with the pots.
Well, okay.
He's brought that one. So you're not the only one, no.
So when does, I guess, just a general question, when does it become harassment by a neighbor?
He's not harassing you, sir. He's filing complaints. That's not harassment. If you don't have legal, there's nothing by it. He's not violating any laws.
Okay.
He's brought it to the trustee's attention. He's brought it to his, after we talked to him about zoning, he's brought it to zoning. There's no criminal violation there. Now, I will also tell you that he's also complained about the chickens you have, and they're all running around all over the place. And if you look on the zoning, I don't know if this is one Mr. Bailey, I don't know if he knew about the chickens, but you do know you have to have a permit for those chickens, correct?
I'm working with another gentleman from the city on that.
Not the city. The city has nothing to do with it.
Franklin County.
It's Franklin County.
Franklin County, same person, Joe Bailey, gave me another number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's an Ohio House bill that's dealing with that.
Because we've had other complaints about the chickens running around. We just didn't know who they belong to.
Yeah, once in a while they get out and the chickens do that.
Okay, so it's not only Mr. Bailey.
Have you had complaints about them?
Yeah.
And how to gain access to those complaints?
They come through the Frank County dispatches us, and they dispatch us. So the calls come
so
in there, and people
calls.
Just want... Pardon?
So you have like 911 calls?
No. Okay. Not emergency.
Okay.
I don't. We're just dispatched and we address it. Or a resident flag is down. Why is that? No resident may have flagged one of the officers down. I can't answer that question. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which if they know your chickens, you don't know about it because they just said something to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have your chickens. <flag. laughs> Nor did we see him out.
Brockford knows whose chickens they are.
He's not the one that calls, apparently.
I've talked to every single one of my neighbors about them around me because the law states that they're not a nuisance, then I can have chickens. So.
I don't know what the regulations are for chicken.
I don't think they're allowed to have a person.
Well, not unless you have 5 acres. Under a 1 acre, you get a permit, but you have to have I have 3 chickens, and I have a permit, and I have 3/4 of an acre. If you have over an acre, you can have a certain number of chickens. Under an acre, a certain number of chickens, and they have to have certain housing. They have to be opaque, blocked from view from the street. The regulations are online on the Franklin County site. It's pretty easy to go and look. But, usually they won't enforce it unless somebody complains. But once you get a call that someone's complained, somebody's obviously complained, and they'll only contact you if there's a problem that they see. So.
Well, no, yeah, this is the first time I've heard that somebody complained about the chickens.
Okay.
But once I said the officers could have been flagged out. It's just that when this came up, when I said something to the officers about your car being, your truck being parked right on the edge of the road.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you backing it up, the 8 inches you backed it up.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. But once again, they said, oh yeah, we had people told them about the chickens running around, but they didn't know the chickens were. So as far as I know, someone flagged me down.
Can I get your name, sir?
James Zuber.
And you signed in?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're up, John.
I'm still Laura doesn't bring us any eggs.
You know, Bill eats all my eggs.
just so the trustees know, when it comes in my time here, starting my 24th year here soon, I think, is we've had a lot of complaints. Especially down in your neighborhood, Pat, about people who have had ducks as pets, chickens, roosters, what had goats. So it's not just your neighborhood. We get that a lot. And I think that definitely.
Peacocks?
Yeah.
Wow. We had a cruiser attacked by geese. That was the best one. No, we were trapped. We weren't going anywhere. It's countywide. And I'm sure it's all over, everything from horses to any sort of fowl.
Mine are pretty well behaved.
While we're on the topic.
No!
While we're on the topic, is there anything we can do about a deer that died on the property next to us?
Oh, when did that happen?
Well, there was one that died.
That was
there
a long time ago. Yeah.
There's another one. They came over and died in the same place.
What?
I have no idea why.
Is somebody poisoning them?
I don't think so. I think it just decided it was a good place to die.
Is it on private property?
The last that I called, the highway department said if it's not on the road, they can't do anything about it. And if it's on private property, apparently they have somebody to do it.
Is it on the Evans?
I'm not aware that there's anybody that you can get to come. What I did the last time, they went and bought a couple hundred pounds of barn line and covered it up as much as I could with the barn line. Might be what I have to do. Yeah.
Is it on the Evans land?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's not like it's right next to our house, but when the wind's the right direction, it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, how long has it been there?
In the spring. Huh?
How long has it been there?
I just noticed it last week.
But lime in the heated weather is the best thing to do, but hopefully the animals will take care of it too.
I would say that happened to us about a year and a half ago. And 2 days later, it's gone. No deer.
Picked clean.
Yeah, I would have thought the coyotes would have done a better job, but the other one was a big buck, and
you'd think they'd be hungry with
it. There for quite
not much out right now.
Yeah, as long as they stay away from my chickens.
Well, maybe the coyotes didn't like the barn line, so he will not do that until it gets bad.
Yeah, I would wait until.
Mr. O'Keefe.
Thank you. Item number four, credit card policy. This is a duplicate of the one up 2 weeks ago. We just got to go around to getting that policy written up. But we should hopefully have it within the next week, and we'll send it out to the board and ask them to approve it at the next meeting. But we do have a credit card policy in place. They passed the law, and one of the few things changed. So we'll look at that. Item number five, there's some current efforts to validate and create a Union Cemetery's monthly billing procedure that fully documents the elements of the monthly bills. Met with Elaine and Tom last week, and one of the components of the work, well, we want to update the 1995 agreement with Township and Union Cemetery. So hopefully I'll have some of my internal work done by next Thursday. And that would be great. On the usage agreement, I'm recommending the board to consider having the Township Hall use agreements with the board and the Boy Scout troop. Now, we know that on the usage, we know that the cemetery board has their schedule out on the front. So we know that, you know, when you guys are going to meet and all that kind of stuff. And we just want to have something that might preclude someone ever questioning, you know, the use by the, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And as well as Boy Scouts, we want to make sure that it's understood that it would be free, but they have to inform us. We already know what the board does, you know, and it's just a matter of courtesy. That, you know. So that's what I was thinking about doing that. And if there's no problems, I can get with Paul Deans down at the prosecutor's office and work something out. But I'm thinking that really, I want the Boy Scouts to know that they just can't drop in. Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't anyway. They can't.
But if they give me an advance notice, I have no problem. And they haven't been a problem, but I think you want to have that just in defense of.
No matter what, they can't get in unless I set them up to get in.
I know that, Chief.
Well, to your point, though, it makes sense to have a schedule and know.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Because otherwise, whatever we people that come in here, we charge, and we just want to make sure that the cemetery board and Boy Scouts are zero. And so that'll get that out. On number seven, there's been no communication received from the Board of Elections on the annual renewal for the polling place. There are several issues that were identified in the November 16th letter we sent, and we'll just sit, and I figure March or April, they'll probably get squirrely and start calling and asking for that contract. Lisa Keller at Park National Bank, our relationship manager, and I will be discussing on Friday morning the new Park National Bank ACH debit control system. And this system will only allow those accounts that I designate. And that will be restricted just to feds, the state, OPR, BWC, utilities, whatever. And thus we won't have the problem that happened to the Stephen County Library where someone overseas was having their account. Mm. So I really think this is a very powerful tool and I'm very happy. It's a couple months behind, but I told Lisa that I'd rather just wait.
So, is there an approved list that will approve on who can debit or?
Yes, we will designate only the feds will be able to debit, okay. The state of Ohio, okay. and that way, if someone tries to hit us with a debit, they're not on our list. They don't get paid. Okay. It gets rejected. Okay. It's a very great system. On to the next one, the board is being asked to reconsider allowing certain VA personnel to park their cars here. Now, with one exception is our resident man, Ricky, who lives up on Pocono. But I happened to talk to the second person that parks here this afternoon. She was the one with the Mercedes. Her Cadillac got T-boned. And I suggested, I told her I was going to talk to the board about it. I said, we're running out of space.
Yeah.
And I showed her back there. I said, Tom, you come back and get too many cars back there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to send me an email. And she said, well, maybe I can go down the city. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. So we'll see what we can do. I'm pushing her there. I did get a phone call late this afternoon from a third person. And I'm going to tell her, no, we don't have space. Right?
Yeah.
We just don't have the room.
Mm-mm.
And it might be nice if we had another 50 spots, but she was aware that she might get no.
But we're going to allow our resident to continue parking.
I would do that. She's our resident. Yeah, she's paying taxes.
Doesn't matter to me. I just ask you. So if we see the car sitting back there.
Yeah, one car. So no objections. I'll just move forward. All right. In your packet is the January 2019 Park National Bank Visa account. As you well know, you have to look at this every month due to the new law. Just wanted to, it goes through here. I have that. I paid the CareWorks fee. Do that. That will generate a lot. That it shows there on the second half is the allocation among the funds. The next thing was, batteries for the cow holders. Liquid plumber. The postage, I did buy postage early in January for $500 worth. They have since raised it up,
mm-hmm.
$5. And the interesting thing is if you go to the post office, you pay 55 cents for a first class. If you're like my wife, whose company has a machine pick the votes, you pay 50 cents.
Yeah, exactly. We pay 50.
That's rotten. So,
that is rotten.
Anyway, so they are, I haven't sent out the invoices for to call insurance for that one fellow, but that will go out probably Friday or later then. There were some other little things, and then the chief had something, and we tried to pay the cleaning lady. And the whole purpose of this is to, and then you back there, you'll see a large envelope. That's where I sent Social Security. You mail it. They say you can upload it, but I haven't trusted it from what I've heard. And so I mail in the W-3 and W-2 so they get into Wells Fargo. And there was a few other things. But that's what it is. And if so,
you say Social Security?
Sign that document.
Say Social Security?
No, that's why I send the, it's a postage for Social Security, send in the W-2s and W-3.
Does it go to Social Security?
Well, you send
we don't pay Social Security.
Well, it's for the W-2s. But it's going into Social Security. That's where they collect it and they distribute it to the IRS. You don't send it directly.
Okay, so that's for taxes and stuff?
That's all the taxes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. On the bank of the January 2019 bank reconciliation, UAN prevents me from doing the January reconciliation until I file the annual report to the auditor of state. And that's supposed to happen on Monday the 25th. The deadline is the 28th. I'm waiting on someone to send me some stuff from my Julian group, so I can usually get it done on the 25th anyway. So that's fine. But I just wanted to let you guys know about it. The last one is I asked that all the department heads submit their permanent budget to the board in the by the next meeting on January 6th.
March 6th.
And then you guys can spend a couple of weeks if you have any questions with Tom or Chief or me, and you can call me up or whatever.
We need a copy of what our final.
Yeah, this is fine. What you guys want.
Pardon?
Yes.
Yeah, he needs his appropriation status report
for the end of the year.
Sure.
I have not yet.
You can usually send
and any investment money.
You can ask Chairman Chu if I'm not
You'll need to know what your investments are, too, to add that in.
Yeah.
Because that won't show when the. No, it's not any.
He gives me that every so often. So, okay.
Well, I think on the website is the January, but not the 2014. That was on the previous one. Any questions?
Nope. Okay, Chief.
One thing I have is if you remember right, last fall, we submitted a grant through the OCGS law enforcement grant. We requested funding to replace two more of our. Old laptop computers out of our cruisers, as well as a couple electronic speed signs. We didn't get everything, but we were approved for $4,008.61, and that's just the dollar value to purchase one laptop. They did not allow the purchase of the electronic speed signs, so as I said at our meetings we had prior to our levy being put on, because they just complained from residents' speed and everything in every neighborhood. And if you remember, I told the rest of that time that one thing we tried to purchase from that money was some electronic speed signs. Mm-hmm. So we'll start getting quotes again from those. And Tom and I already spoke about it a little bit, and we have to get more information for him about how they're mounted on posts and things like that. So we'll start looking into that. And probably, I don't know if I have something ready for March for you, but I'm not in my vehicle, so I have anything ready for you. It'd be the way that was on. We felt that it probably wouldn't be with what the shot.
Okay, absolutely.
So anyway, that's all I have. It's just the way that grant was approved.
Very good. Tom?
I'll start with all the snow removal we've had this winter, I'd really like to thank the police department and the job that they've done about getting us out there in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They really do a great job of keeping us informed of what the road conditions are and stuff. The guys are actually feeling bad about calling and waking me up so much. they keep apologizing. And I said, no, that's my job. I feel bad. So, but I wanted to give them kudos because they've really done a great job this year and been on top of us to make us look good. So I tell them I appreciate it.
I will do that.
Then also, while we're on snow removal, I did get another bill from the county for salt for another $2,304.91. So that's over my $1,000 spending limit. And usually they don't send them this soon. It's usually March before I have to pay the bill. So I can do it all at one time. But so I will need permission to get it to pay that bill for $2,304.91.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Favor say aye.
Yeah, we already used that, but unfortunately.
We're good.
Then the other thing was the road department pay raises that I gave them to you at the last meeting. Does anybody have any questions or?
If I could, since something comes for us, I would tell you. I think as people deserve, I'm sure you're going to prove it anyway. and like Tom says, I mean, they get out there fairly quickly, and especially this year.
Yeah.
This is the worst year we've had in a few years.
Yeah, it has been. It really
has. And they're out there, they get out there quickly, and they try to do their best.
Yeah.
And particularly our lot here, getting ours done too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's a struggle getting everywhere. This morning was tough.
Oh, gosh.
Heavy snow, was hard to push. We had trouble getting our trucks through it. I did get several complaints about putting snow on people's driveways, which so there's really nothing I can do. One guy was real unhappy with me, but I had to keep moving, and I didn't have time to argue with him. But I felt bad because some of it was so wet and so heavy that they were big balls of chunks, and but there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
So,
you can't get out in trouble.
No. Yeah, I can't clean out everybody's driveway as we go along. I mean, we've struggled getting from neighborhood to neighborhood the way it was this morning. And we actually, at one point, we had four vehicles on the road trying to fight traffic to get and get stuff cleaned up for our residents. So
I spoke with one person. I asked him, what time are you going to work? He said, 3 o'clock. It'll be melt by then. There it is.
For the most part.
Good start.
But yeah, it was a rough day today. So once we could get through, we got on top of it fairly quickly. So I think we got everything in pretty good shape.
Excellent.
Do you want this effective tomorrow?
Is that the start of the pay period?
It's
next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Yeah, started. Yeah, it's easier if we do it at the beginning of the pay period. Or we could do it current pay period, which that started on
last Thursday.
It always times up so well with a big snowstorm before
they did that on purpose.
Is the cemetery board
Well, this is for Tom's employees.
Oh, this is for Tom. Okay,
Tom's employees, right?
Yes, for the employees. Yeah, that's what I gave you. Mine wasn't included in what I gave you.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Yeah.
Yours helped pay for it, right? Theirs?
No. Yeah.
I'll move that we accept Tom's recommendations on pay increases.
What's the
effective?
This current
last
or next
Thursday.
Pay period? Last Thursday.
So last Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday. Thank you. I'll let you guys know. They will appreciate
it. Did you
that.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We've got Tom's pay is up as well. We could either go in executive session or not. That's up to the board. The cemetery gave Tom a 3% pay increase.
Okay. I don't think we need an executive
session.
I don't think we need an executive session.
Very questionable. The poor man's been woken up.
The
dog
was out there.
But he has been.
I saw him this morning, so I know he was out there. But I'll employees effective in this current pay period.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is that for 14-2?
Yes.
14-2.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Anything else?
That's all I have. Did you want to talk about the...
John brought it up already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're good with...
Yeah, I mean, John brought up the in our cemetery board meeting, we talked about the contract. Five of our employees are paid, they're township employees, but they're paid out of the cemetery funds, 50%. Mm-hmm. Tom is not. Tom, the cemetery pays for 50% of Tom's salary, mm-hmm. and we pay for Tom 50% of Tom's salary. The contract is not drafted well, and we need to amend the contract. Right. And I think they're working on some metrics and discrepancies. Jeez. Just to make sure we get it right.
That. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there was some discrepancy on some of the payments and stuff. We're trying to get that straightened out and make sure that it doesn't happen in the future.
Okay.
So we'll get it figured out.
Okay. Anything on property?
No.
Okay. All right.
I know Mark wants to come back, I think, in April or end of March. So.
Okay.
We were at his house yesterday over some other things, and I tell you, he looks healthier now than he did before he got sick.
Excellent.
Oh, really?
And
that's great.
Yeah, I guess I better not put it on public record, but he told me about when he's planning on coming back. I can tell you after the meeting, so it's on public record.
Okay.
He's back at the end of March. He looks good.
Excellent.
That's great.
Looks pretty good. And he got some good news that just a bit before, everything's going well.
And his hair's coming back.
Pardon?
And he's got his hair, right?
So some of it. I think it looks better now than when he had it.
Wow. Okay. All right. Are there any changes to the minutes? Motion to approve.
I'll move the approval of the minutes.
Okay.
I will second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any final anything from residents? Anything? Okay. How about you? Anything from you? Okay.
Thanks for coming.
We have a motion to adjourn.
So, motion to adjourn.
7:21. I'll second.
We finally got through the checks.
I got through the checks. I'll second that. All in favor? So. All right. All right.
Okay.
Good meeting.
John, do you need those? You still have those rates for the night, or do you need another one?
But I'll take another.
Yeah, they disappeared. I know that's what.